Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna testify.
Play my cards, oh Lord, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw thoughts, so the spirit and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. But I am, I'ma tell it.
Amen.
The Lord of my light, let me tell you on my salvation. Wanna hear me? I'ma say, who shall I fear? Not even Eden, them in the Babylon. When you hear that, me say me look and tell them we no fear Obia man. Because the whole of them a con man. Me not go mix up with Eden congregation. Because the whole of them a demon. Me say there's some a plague and the whole of them a Satan. And them a vipers and vagabond. Me say me living on the belly of the beast of Babylon. Me have to trot like a lion. Me a go take the long road up the river Jordan. Me have to reach Mount Zion. I'm saying my father's out there are many mansions. He rule the ark of the covenant. You tell him, you tell him. I'm a Mr. Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if I sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Only hear me Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if I sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Forgive me, Jada. Cause if I sin is against you only. Wanna hear me? Come me say, man to man is living unjustly. So man we can't talk somebody. And if we got trouble, trouble, trouble come trouble we. Me never found a me enemy. I know the wicked them a perplex with tranquility. But that's a simple atrocity. Cause I always been living in adversity. But it still now go break me. Let him without sin come find me guilty. So I'm a judge and me jury. And some a call me bad and some a say me crazy. But them accusing me wrongly. I'm in the heavenly Father, the Almighty. And he my guide and protect me. I'ma tell him, I'ma tell him. I'm in the Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if I sin is against you only. Me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm in the Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if I sin is against you only. Me a fit if I want me adversary. Let us judge him. Are you alone and we guide and say? Wanna hear me? How we die rather than die soft, that's a comfort we. And I will never leave we lonely. I'm Mr. Nothing in this world is impossible to do. Him are the key to eternity. And him with sin from Zion and him we walk from sea. Him are the highest supremacy. The judge work miracle and create history. Me know me read it in the prophecy. Them send him walk with the cross down to Calvary. A sacrifice to forgive away. Say wanna love one God and me say one destiny. That are the truthful prophecy. I'ma tell him, I'ma tell him. I'm Mr. Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if I sin is against you only. Me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm Mr. Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if I sin is against you only. Me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm Mr. Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if I sin is against you only. Me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm Mr. Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if I sin is against you only. Me a fit if I want me adversary. Play my cards, hold on to them that strive with me and fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of that shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw down souls that fear and stand against them that persecute me. Say unto my man soul, I am thy salvation. Me lion, every hour and day I will always say. You got to hear when this is our last thing. And it's a song that come and don't lead away.
Amen.
The Lord's Prayer in English.
I'm going to testify.
The Lord's Prayer in English is and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune zebesamayat, yitkades simika, timsa' mengistika, ወይኩን ፈቃደከ በቀመ በሰማይ ከማሁ በምድር ሲሳየነ ዘለለ እለተነ ሀበነ ዮም ህድግ ለኒ አበሳነ ወግጋየነ ክመን ህነኒ ንህድግ ለዚ አበሰ ለነ እታእቢአነ እግዚኦ ውስተ መንሱት አላ ዲሃነነ ወባሌሃነ እምኩሉ እኩይ እስሚ ዚአከ ይእት መንግስት ኃይል ወስብሃት ለዓለም ዓለም አሜን አምሃሪክ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉ ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Selah. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ የማኅፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishkot,
Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Get up, keep on troubling.
Give up the
fight.
Get up,
keep on troubling.
Give up the fight.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The gods.
Bekerev Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
መዝሙር 81 በቅንፍ 82 የአሳፍ መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር በአማልክት ማህበር ቆመ፣ በአማልክትም መካከል ይፈርዳ። እስከ መቼ ሐሰትን ትፈርዳላችሁ? እስከ መቼ ስለ ኃጢአተኞች ፊት ታድላላችሁ? ለድሆችና ለድሃ አደጎች ፍረዱ፣ ለችግረኛውና ለምስኪኑ ጽድቅ አድርጉ። ብቸኛውንና ችግረኛውን አድኑ፣ ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አስጥሏቸው። አያውቁም፣ አያስተውሉም፣ በጨለማ ውስጥ ይመላለሳሉ። የምድር መሰረቶች ሁሉ ተናወጡ። እኔ ግን አማልክት ናችሁ፣ ሁላችሁም የልዑል ልጆች ናችሁ። ነገር ግን እንደ ሰው ትሞታላችሁ፣ ካለቆችም እንደ አንዱ ትወድቃላችሁ። አቤቱ ተነስ፣ በምድር ላይ ፍረድ፣ አንተ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ትወርሳለህ።
Mizmor pevav tefila le David, le David, le David, le David,
le David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, O Lord.
Adonai, Ate Adonai, Oznecha aneni. Ani ve Evion Ani 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 Ani
Preserve my soul, for I am holy. Holy.
Ki Hasid Ki Hasid Ki Hasid Ki Hasid Shamera Nafshi Ki Hasid Ani 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 Ani
O thou my God, O thou my God, O thou my God, O thou my God.
Atta Elohai.
Save thy servant that trusteth in thee.
O Sha'avdecha, Habboteya,
Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon me. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast hope in me, comforted 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 me.
Yes. Hashem Av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.
So right here for this 38th sabbatical study, Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, greetings, Hashem Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, yes, I. We have a 38th sabbatical study, Korah. It's named after one of the Levites named Korah. It's often referred to as Korah's rebellion. But here, let's get into a couple of first words, give thanks to the brothers and sisters, and catching a couple of the questions and the reasonings and trying to address what we can right here. One of them from Brother Kadir Abdi, you know, it's regarding like, you know, when you just look at from Exodus to now in the narrative of the scripture. And from a certain perspective of looking at it, you'd be like, well, why are they just kind of like missing it? They're seeing these things according to what is written, but yet the Israelites are doing what they do. You know, some say seeing is believing. That's kind of contrary to what the scripture teaches, the logos from above. But even so, if you see it, you wouldn't really even have to believe it. You would just know it. You don't have to have faith or credit it. You kind of know it. You get that experience. But in spite of and despite the experience, we have, just even here in these past 2 to 3, we had situation concerning them complaining, you know, the mixed multitude complaining, the children of Israel complaining about the food situation, Miriam, you know, also complaining against Moshe, his leadership, and his Ethiopian, his Kushawi, his wife. And now here we get to Korah. Very interesting, something that we had recorded previously, but I share it right here. A couple of like reasonings on the first words right here. This Torah reading and feeding concerning Korah and Korah's attempted coup, his attempted rebellion, this rebellion and the coup that occurred in the wilderness. And this is after now, even the previous Torah portion concerning the spies and the 10 spies that brought back the evil report that discouraged a whole generation from going forward, and they even wanted to go backward. So this is another highlight, not all in chronological order, but it kind of gives a sample and an example. So right here, we call this here a first word, a first reasoning, and we compare it with the Brit Chadash, or the New Testament, the Adis Kidan, the New Covenant, the New Testament scriptures, and particularly with the Corinthian, someone who is mentioned as, in Corinthians, the fornicator. So right here, let's ride up
sabbatical
right here.
Sabbatical study,
word.
This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, Hebrew first words. Korah took men. Wayikach Korach. Korah took men. Hebrew first words here. So here we pick up and continuing here in the wilderness, in the wildness, in the wilderness, the wandering years. It's like that show, that Babylon show, like the wonder years. This is the wander years. Here we pick up with this 38th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding with these goofy Israelites. Yeah, these goofy Israelites right here, Korah. Right, and his band of Israelites that ain't right.
So what we have here in this 38th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding as we pick up with Numbers chapter 16, Chavarim, there are three movements in the narrative right here. The narrative of chapter 16 of the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers, the Sefer B'Midbar, the cipher, the sefer, the book in the wilderness, B'Midbar. And as we mentioned before, Midbar comes from the root Dabar, and Dabar means word, all right, word. Now, what's interesting is Midbar, in a sense, would be words arranged. It's almost like a speech, in a sense, words properly arranged, B'Midbar. So now, in consequence, you know, when they went into the wildness, their words were all jacked up, you know, or really jacked down. In that sense. You know what I'm saying? Because it's Jacob, so it wasn't Aliyah. Remember, Aliyah is Jack, Yaakov going up. But this is now going down and wandering all around and around and around. So we have is three main movements here, picking up with Korah and his band of Israelites that ain't right. The first item is the rebel lion, the rebellion itself in verses 1 to 19, Chavarim. Then the second is the judgment in verses 20 to 35. Then the third is the atonement of or for the rebels. Now this rebellion, looking at this is like treason, all right? This is not a misdemeanor here. This is felonious, you know what I mean? This is high crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors. That's just a little misdemeanor. There's misdemeanors in this, right? Misdemeanor. What's your demeanor? Misdemeanor. You missed the demeanor. You missed the mark. You fell short. You're lacking. Korah and his band of Israelites that ain't right, right? They were found lacking. So the first part is their rebellion, right? The high crime. Right, the high crimes and misdemeanors. The second is the judgment. And the third is the atonement for the rebels in verses 36 to 50. Or as they say, 36 to 50, right? 36 to 50. Now, the whole chapter is a marvelous account of a massive rebellion. Right, it's like the mega Israelites today that ain't right, that blaspheme the King Messiah and I, Rastafari, Jah people and Ethiopia, right? And the children of the Ethiopian. Are ye not as the children of Ethiopia unto me, O children of Israel? Na'um Yahuwah. Amos 9 and 7, the oracle, they go against Jah word. Right, Jah word and Jah's ordinance. So this is a marvelous chapter and a marvelous account of a massive rebellion against the rightful chosen and appointed leaders and the leadership. That concludes with a reconciliation, so to speak. The death of Korah. All right, so we have Korah, Datan, and Abiram. The narrative says that they are sons of Reuben. Remember Reuben? Reuben was the what? Reuben was the firstborn. All right, and what did Reuben do? What did Jacob mention concerning Reuben? Let Reuben live, right, and not die, right? And let not his men be a few. Right, so Yaakov, you know, the rebels, right? Yaakov, he already spoke to that based on what had happened with Reuben. Reuben went up to his father's bed. You talk about fuckery, all right? Fornication under the crown of the king, all right? Ukri, talk about chat-at, lack, right? Being caught and found lacking. So these are sons. The narrative says here in Numbers chapter 16, verse 1, they are B'nai Reuben, Row. See. All of y'all, look. See. Bane. Behold a son. Bane. Behold a son. He was the firstborn of the 12 tribes of Israel. All right? Let's just go to Genesis 49 for a moment. Just with the Hebrew first words here. Let's go to Genesis 49. And what did the patriarch, right? What did the patriarch proclaim? Now we have his descendants, right? His descendants. Are these children of a bad seed? Right? On a certain level, is it saying that Reuben is a bad seed? All of the Reubenites? Nah. You know, but the Israelites that ain't right. Here we have in the Chumash chapter XLIX, chapter 49. And Yaakov called to his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the end days. So even this rebellion here in the wilderness is likened to what has occurred even these latter days and times with the Israelites that ain't right, you know, with these various different mega Israelites, you know, the Israeli school. Universal practical knowledge and Bivens, remember Bivens? Broke away. Was Bivens, so-called Abba Bivens, is he a kind of a Judas Iscariot? Judah, so-called North American Negro. Judas Iscariot, Iscariot. Judas of the cities. Iscariot. No, Iscariot is city, one of the terms for city in Hebrew. All right, the city. Mm-hmm. Just like a lot of these so-called Israelites that ain't right that we see up in the city, right? Speaking blasphemy against his divine majesty and I and we, the Rastafari, what them feel like? I and I Rastafari is Israelites. So Jacob said he's going to tell them what shall befall them in the end days, right? The last days, the end of the times of the Gentiles, right? And the counterfeit so-called Christian church age, which is the times like these, even here in this 399th year. Oh, yeah, 399th year. He says, assemble yourselves and hear, y'all sons of Jacob, and hearken to Yisrael, your father. Verse 3, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the firstfruits of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power, unstable as water. Have not thou the excellency, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Excellency, the excess, the excellency. Thou shouldest have been the excess of dignity, right? Of dignity and power over thy brethren, i.e., namely, the priesthood and kingship should have been thine. In other words, in the ideal world, the priesthood and the kingship would have been Reuben's, because he was the what? He was the firstborn, the natural, we can say, the natural issue, the natural firstborn. But Yaakov says he was unstable as water. They say water reaches its own level, but it's also a little bit unstable in that process, right? Now this hastened. He hastened to vent his temper, thy temper, even as water speeds in its flow. Then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. He went up. Then defilest thou that which was wont to ascend my couch. you know. In other words, his couch is bed. You went up to my bed, you know. You went up to my bed. So speaking about a mother ucker in that sense, right? It wasn't his mother, but it was the father's wife. Do you recall, I think it's a Corinthians, that particular church there, Corinthians, and there was a particular man that was amongst the brethren, and he was sleeping, you know, with his daddy's woman, his father's wife. He wasn't sleeping with his mother. Remember the judgment? Remember the judgment of Paul? Paul wasn't amongst them, but they had wrote to Paul, and they let Paul know, hey, this is what's going on over here. You know, and explain certain things. And Paul noticed that, wait. It's almost like y'all are boasting and bragging about how much progress y'all have been making, and yet you have this uckery. You have this uckery and this folly right there in your midst. And instead of glorying, right, instead of being happy and glorying, y'all should have been sad. Y'all should have been weeping and mourning. And then he gives instruction of what to do, right, with this mother ucker, right, in that sense. You know, we won't say, well, it wasn't his mother, literally, but it was his father's wife. It's principle, right? It's actually principle, as we say, it's principle over personality. Principle over personality. It's obvious that this one amongst them was somewhat, right, was somewhat. Here we go. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 5. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the part 3, immorality. In that sense of the avon, all right, vanity. All right, avon, avin, like Beth Avon, right, Beth Avon, Beth Haven, you know, the house of iniquity, the house of vanity. It was immorality rebuked, and discipline, discipleship enjoined, immorality rebuked. You know, when we say it's moral theocracy of his divine majesty, immorality rebuked and discipline enjoined. And the connection with this particular chapter right here, 1 Corinthians, we're making with this rebellion, right, this rebellion of Korah, right, and the sons of Reuben, right. Notice that the first word is wayikach. Yikach, from lakach, to take, lakach, right, why yikach, Korah, right, and Korah, right, and he took, right, Korah, you was cold as ice. See, Korah, also, Korah, right, the meaning, one of the meanings is to be cold and ice, and also bald head. We'll get into that right there. But the first word, literally, right, Y-Y-K-A-H, L-A-K-A-H, and Korah took, and Korah took. The translation presented, right, it supplies the word men. The word men is supplied, and Korah took, and he took, right? Now, men is supplied there. However, you know, some say it is possible that the MT, the Masoretic text, the Hebraic text, some say may have suffered damage. In the LXX, Septuagint, right, it says, and he spoke. The Syriac and the Targum have, and he was divided. And he was divided. The editor of the Biblical Hebrew Scriptures, or the BHS, suggests that perhaps the Masoretic text should be amended, some say, and he arose. But the word that we have here, Y-Y-K-A-H, and he took. Almost like kind of remind me of what happened in the Garden of Eden, right? And they took, right? And not only did they take, but then they ate. Yeah, you know, it is reported commonly that there is fornication, there is uckery, there is fornay, there is fuckery, fornication of the crown of the king, fornication from the fornix. The fornix was the arch, right, in ancient society. So prostitutes and others who were, you know, it's like in England they had this thing called dogging, you know, they get together in the parks and, you know, married and all kind of people just have sex, you know, have like orgies and all kind of stuff like that. But the idea was under an ark, and the ark was a fornix. This is where we get the idea, but then it comes down to fornication under the crown of the king, right? In other words, those things that were happening, right, that basically were the violation of John's moral law, the morality in his community. You see, and this is what leads to degeneration, this is what leads to poverty, what leads to lack of trust and all these things. This man sleeping, this man's wife, that man sleeping, that man's wife, this woman, this man. After a while, you don't trust, you don't want to do no business, no nothing. And you basically have a situation like we have amongst the once lost, now found, even in this wilderness of North America, right, even in this wilderness. But it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the heathen. There is not so much named amongst the goyim, amongst the Gentiles. So that means that even the Gentiles of this time would have heard about this kind of uckery and would be like, what? And you'd be like, but y'all be doing all kinds of stuff. But yeah, but we don't do that. There's not so much even names. You don't hear about nobody doing that. You know what we be doing, but we don't be doing that. All right, so what was this fornication that is not so much as named, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, not so much as named among the Gentiles, among the other nations, that one should have his father's Eshet. Right, or Isha, right, his father's wife, his father's woman. Now we get to verse 2, and in the Schofield Study Bible, there's a subscription here that helps to give a contextualization to the study of the script. It says, indifference to evil, indifference to that rah-rah, oh, that's how it is, you know, that's the straight, you know, this is how, where'd it go? There's that indifference to evil. Right, so the rasha, right, the, you know, that rah-rah, that ratchet stuff, in the church, need we get into the black church? No, we need to come out of Babylon, my people. The result of that is what? Division. So the indifferences to evil in the church result in divisions. Remember when Martin Lucifer in this context said, oh, two for two, we all be blind and handicapped. Okay, so what's the situation today? The fruit, what's the fruit of that? What's the result of that? Verse 2 says, and y'all are puffed up. Y'all are puffed up. And have not rather mourned. I'm not talking about the auto mourning people do, like now on the internet, somebody died, something happened, you hear about somebody got shot or killed or something, you know, Illuminati or sacrifice. Oh, that's so sad. It's a suicide. Oh, that's so sad. Oh. But this is a real case of mourning. Can you imagine in a situation where they should mourn, they don't mourn, and then they'd be auto-mourning when they shouldn't mourn, just like in the previous Torah portions. You know, the complaints, you know, the anans, you know, getting to the loons, you know, getting to the murmurings, right? Ye are puffed up. Y'all are puffed up. And have not rather mourned that he that have done this deed might be taken away from among ye, from among y'all. Right? You see, what contempt this pours upon the divisions among the Corinthians, among these early churches, right? You know, the Corinthians, and then we have the Apollyons and the Paulians and the Kephasites, those who followed Peter, Kepha. His Hebrew name, Peter, you know, oh, I follow Peter. You know, it's like we have in a division even within the Hebrew Israelite and amongst, you know, the Israelites that ain't right, these sort of divisions that we have. One says, we're of Apollo, right? One of the ministers, or we're of Paul, or we're of Kepha, you know? And so they were divided and conquered amongst themselves, you know, the divisions. All alike indifferent They were all alike, even though they were in their little divisions, you know. Well, we are IUIC. Well, we are GMS. So we are GOCC. Well, we are ISU, you know, ISUPK or MICKEYM or USC. We are IUIC, you know. But then they all, what do they all share in common? It's an indifference to their gross fuckery, uckery. It's indifference. That's why Paul says what he said, that y'all are puffed up. Y'all are puffed up and had not rather mourned, put on sackcloth, you know? You know, so the WWF, you go out there, no, you just put on sackcloth. You just wear sackcloth when you go out to the head of the street to shout at folks, right? That he that have done this deed might be taken away from you. For, Paul says in verse 3, just a portion of this right here, for I verily, as absent in the body, but present in the spirit. So he wasn't amongst them, right? He wasn't amongst them. So he wrote to them this epistle, just like we use the technology now to communicate to ones near and far. So he says, for verily in truth, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present concerning him that have done, that have so done this deed. Word and indeed. You know, he was not amongst them, but he has already judged. So what is this? What we say? Don't judge me. You can't judge me. Paul here, isn't this New Testament? Is this New Testament? Church, is this New Testament? Isn't there a judgment here? You can, only God can judge me. Paul judge you. And Paul's saying, y'all should have judged that one. Y'all shouldn't have tolerated that. In the name of Adonenu Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Getachin Jesus Christos, in the name of Ainai, Adonai, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, when y'all are gathered together in my spirit with the power of Ainai, Adonai, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, our Lord Jesus Christ, Ainai, Adon, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, to deliver, verse 5, to deliver, to do what? To deliver such a one, right, like the fornicator. Right, sleeping with his daddy's woman, his daddy's wife, right? To deliver such a one to Satan, to Satan. To deliver that one, and was to take him out of the church and to take him and deliver, here, Satan, here's your boy. Here's your boy. For the destruction of the flesh. All that goofy-ish, right? That the spirit may be saved in the day of Ha'adon Yeshua, in the day of the Don Yeshua, in the day of the Lord Jesus. He says in verse 6, your glorying is not good. Know ye, don't y'all know? Know ye not that a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump, the leaven, right? That leaven. See, this is what leads to verse 7, and you'll know this. We know this. Most churches, they like to quote this verse, or ones might quote this. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that y'all may be a new lump, as y'all are unleavened, unpuffed up. You know, yeast, right? Unpuffed up. For even Moshiach, Ayinai Pesach, is sacrifice for us. Verse 8, therefore, let us keep the feast. Not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness and ratchetness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And then he writes further in verse 9, I wrote to you, as I'm speaking, and I can say I spoke to you. I wrote to you in an epistle, not to keep company with fornicators. It's like he said to them, basically, I wrote to you an epistle not to keep company with motherfuckers. Yet, not altogether with the motherfuckers, the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. I'll just explain this as briefly here. Paul is saying, when I wrote to you before about not keeping company with fornicators, with uckers, I didn't write to you, right? He says, yet not altogether, right? You know, yet not altogether with the fornicators as well. He's saying, I'm not saying to stay with the fornicators, the motherfuckers out there in the outer, you know, outside in the outer court in the world. I'm talking about in the inner court in the church. You know, because obviously that once was bragging about this, and, you know, it was something that people knew, and, oh, yeah, he's sleeping with his father's wife. Oh, yeah, oh, that's cool. He's a Christian, right? He's part of our church. Yeah, yeah, I know that brother. Yeah, he dressed well. I like him. Yeah, I like him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he puffed up. But he said, I didn't write to you to separate from the sinners out there in the world, right? You know, but the puffed up, like this overt uckery, that's in the church, right? This says, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or with the extortioners, or with the idolaters. Because he says, if I said that, then you would have a need to get out of this world. For then must ye needs go out of this world. Verse 11, he clarifies, he says, but now I have written to you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother, an ach, in the church of the firstborn, he may have called a wendim, be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one, no, not to eat. You know, break bread, eat, get. Speaking about Pesach, notice the context of Passover, right? In that verse that a lot of people like to go to verse 7, even in the church. You didn't know how they quote this verse, but the fuller context. Verse 12 and 13, Chabarim, it says, for what have I to do to judge them that are without? It reminds us of Revelation chapter 11 and a reed, a rod like a reed was given to me to measure, you know, measure the temple, right? You know, and those who worshipped therein, but the outer court to leave out, leave it for, you know, the other dogs. You know what I'm saying? The bitches and the bastards on the outer court, right? For what have I to do to judge them that are without, outside? This is what you have a lot, like a lot of church folks, if you were religious, they always talk about, like, oh, what's happening out there? Okay, cool, what's happening out there? But what about what's happening in the church? That is very much known to ones and ones. For what have I to do to judge them that are without? Do not y'all judge them that are within? In other words, it's almost like judging the outer things. Oh, look how, look what kind of suit he wearing. Look what kind of dress he wearing. Look what kind of hat he wearing. Look, judging the outer. What about the inner? What about the heart? Verse 13. But them that are without, Hashem judges. Jah judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that ratchet, that wicked, that ratchet person. All right? Put away from amongst you. Now, let's just clarify this right here. This is in a couple of the moments that we have right here. All right? Just a couple of first reasons, the first words on this 38th weekly Torah portion reading, seeing the connection with Korah. The crazy. Them crazy bald heads. All right? The craziest Korah. It means both bald head and also means ice. You know, them cold as ice. You know, it's so interesting right there. We can get into that aspect of it. But in this reading from 1 Corinthians, there's that verse. We just briefly want to just rehearse that verse. Now, some people say, oh, this sounds kind of, verse 5, it says, to deliver such a one to Satan. To deliver such a one to Ha-Shatan, right? For the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus, in the day of Ha-Adon, Ha-Adawan, Yeshua, in the day of Adon, Yeshua, Gieta, Iesus. Now, the word in Greek for destruction, the destruction of flesh, Olethros is used elsewhere, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3, 2 Thessalonians 1 and 9, 1 Timothy 6 and 9. And it never means annihilation. You have to understand. We're going to get into the context of that right here. Because remember, he said destruction of his flesh. In other words, he's in the church doing such uckery fuckery. No, put him outside in the world. See how the world treats him. You know, like, if you, they said the streets, people be holding courts in the streets. The streets know, the streets will be dealing with stuff. Some of the things that be happening out there in the world, it's interesting. You know, they're not going to be like, oh, well, I'm a Christian, or I'm a such and such. You know, I sang songs, you know, in the church, and everybody in the church thinks I'm just a darling, yeah. But they know you're doing that fuckery. Yeah, it's supposed to love, you know, the grace and God's love and everything. But you're doing that fuckery in the church. I thought you were supposed to be doing that in the church. Like, if you did that, when you start, even people on the wall would know, you know what? You know, I know I did some fuckery in the crew, in the gang, in the clique. I'm not going to be around right now. Because I know niggas looking for, and niggas are going to judge that. Right? That's why I said put him out there in the streets. In other words, put him out there in the world. You see what I'm saying? Because he thinks that what he's doing is cool, and y'all allowing him to do that. You know what I'm saying? So context. The context is very important. To live with such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit, that his spirit might be saved. You see what I'm saying? Because y'all are pampering his flesh. Right? You know, and being around him because of the flesh. You know, the carnal-minded Christians being around him because of that, and he's going to lose the flesh, the spirit, the soul, the whole thing, the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Instead, put him out, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. What he's saying is excommunicate this excommunicate, cut him off. Put him out there. Let him continue to do his uckery out in the world and you know, he might learn a lesson by that, you know, destroy that flesh, destroy that carnal mind, that fleshy life, so that his spirit may be saved when? In the day of Ha'adon Yeshua, in the day of Geta Yesus. Your glorying is not good. Your glorying is not good. You're puffed up. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little yeast, a little leaven, hummus, leaveneth the whole lump. You know, all you need is a little bit. Anybody bake? Any of y'all bake? All you need is to put a little bit of yeast, right? And it's for to puff it up, to get it. Just this little thing. You understand? Just this little thing. So, Korah, Datan, and Abiram. 38th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Wayikach, Korah, 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 Korah.
Rasta sena sino sina ta Rasta sena sino sina ta
study this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Thank you. Mexican. Man, fuck him.
When I say more, you say fire. More.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Study this, I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
So what about those crazy, those crazy bald head Rastas and those crazy bald heads with locks? Something about what John says right here, you know, what's in the word right here. If the Lord, you know, if the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into land. I hear repatriation is a must. But see, there's Jah way and there's doing it your way. All right? There's Yahweh and there's doing it your way. There's his way and then there's our way. It's very interesting right here, even from the previous Torah reading and feeding, considering and concerning the spies that were sent to the land, and how that now leads us here to Numbers chapter 16. So here in the fourth book of Moses, and now the fifth reading from the fourth book, and how it segues with the previous, Just want to find this chapter right here and also touch on Korah. So now here we're in Korah, the Torah reading and feeding for this Shabuah, for this week, from Sunday, first day, to the seventh day, the Sabbath day. Here we pick up with the years of wandering. Now, the previous Torah reading and feeding showed us that the spies, one from each of the 12 tribes, they spent about 40 days in the land. Now, there was 12 of them. 10 brought back an evil report. And it says that they slandered not Jah, not the Most High, not the Almighty directly, but they slandered, get this right here, they slandered the land. Now, we were speaking about how many ones and ones, you know, will say, oh, Africa, we're from Africa, but the Africans, this and that, and they're slandering the land. It's almost like the same thing that is going on. They say, oh, the people are too strong for us, so forth and so on. But it's interesting what did Caleb say? Caleb says something very, very interesting in Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14, that loop right there with Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, Dennis Brown's Milk and Honey. That was a Milk and Honey mix right there and the remix right there. From Numbers chapter 14 verse 8, where it says, If Jehovah, he who be the Almighty, delight in us, if the true God, the true power, delights in us, right, that power in us, the power of life, the living one, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. So for more than 40 years, I and I as Rastafari and those even before I and I said that repatriation, returning to the land, is a must. Now, a few have gone forward. But this is what the word here says, that if he delights in us, he will bring us into the land. But then in verse 9 it says, only rebel not. Rebel not. I and I are rebels, so only rebel not, y'all, against Jehovah. Neither fear. Fear, false evidence appearing real, ye, y'all, the people of the land. Does it not say in the scripts that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof? So does it really matter which people and which land? And you hear people say, this land is my land. But really, isn't it his land if we believe that way, right? Only rebel y'all not against Jehovah, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Jehovah is with us. This is the link right here, even the scripture with Emmanuel. You know when they say Emmanuel? Emmanuel, that with us is El, that he who be who he be is with us. Fear them not. Fear them not. But then what does it say in the next verse, verse 10? But all the congregation, got to watch them church folk, right? All the congregation, what do they do? All the congregation, Numbers chapter 14, verse 10, but all the congregation bade stone them with stone. They begged that ones would stone them. Stone them. Wait, stone them because they said that we can do this? So those of us who say to our people who have been discouraged that we can do this, if we do it Yahweh, the astray people, the Korah-like people, what they want to do? They want to stone those who say we can do this. Yes, we can. Yes, I and I can. But their fear, the false evidence appearing real, is so strong that they would stone those who are encouraging them. Yes, we can. Yes, we can do this. Don't be discouraged at how things seem. It's not how they really be. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of Jehovah appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And Jehovah said to Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be error right there is to say, oh, English, before, right? How long will it be error they believe me? Or really, how long will it be before they believe? They believe me, they believe I, for all the signs that I have shewed among them. Now, if you really just read the Bible and just read it with open mind, you say, wow. Just taking the narrative as is, taking what's written as is, the story, the narrative, you have to say something is wrong with this people. Something is wrong with this people. Then if we say, we are the children of Israel, we're the Hebrews, we're the Israelites, it makes a lot of sense, black and brown people. It makes, because this is us. No matter how many signs. Here, we got 90 seconds, y'all. 90 seconds. I usually like to give y'all, those listening to the live stream, you know, maybe five or so, you know, minutes notice. 90 seconds to hear the fuller four. We got a second part of the Midrash to study on Psalm 72, today's daily psalm according to royal order, after the order of Melchizedek. So we got a part two coming forward in the grace period of the podcast. If you can hear it now, hear it now, or you can hear the replay on demand. 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or you can check the links either at the blog talk / LOJ Society for the replay. On demand, whenever, while supplies last. So here, about to go in the grace period of this podcast, 515-602-9761. But just to bring this out right here. For all the signs that I have shewed among them. If we think as Israelite, as Hebrew people, we who admit that, right? Because some of our people may not admit that. But if we really do admit that, then we have to admit that for all the signs that have been shown to us, even over this 400 years, to we black and brown peoples, once lost, now found, sheeple of the house of Israel. A lot of signs, in spite of what the enemy or white supremacy, it's like white supremacy or the haters of us have been doing, there's been so many signs and more signs of the Almighty, the power, you can say the universe if you want, in our favor, but still, we are so easily, it seems, discouraged instead of being encouraged. So just to bring out this part, now how does this segue right here from the previous, the 37th Torah portion, send for yourself, men. Here we are at Korah, picking up with Numbers chapter 16. So here, the years of wandering, the second item, the gainsaying of Korah, the gainsaying. Now that's an old, like, English term, but just for the youths and the babes, you know, the gainsaying is like talking back, it's like back chatting. You know, the gainsaying. I say something and somebody say something against what I say. Or you say something and they kind of talk back. They're trying to gain a say it. You know, you say, well, you know you was wrong with that. Well, you know you was wrong too. You know, something like that right there. The gainsaying of Korah. Now, what's interesting about Korah, so somebody say, well, that's Old Testament. We're in the New Covenant, the New Testament. But the fact is that there would be no New Testament if there was no Old Testament. In fact, the majority of quotes, Christians, that you have in the New Testament are actually based on what you have in the Old Testament. So just think for a moment. If we just take out, right, all the Old Testament quotes, basically there would be no New Testament. So recognize that this is still the revelation of the Almighty. So here we pick up with Numbers chapter 16. That's why I asked the question about what about those crazy bald head rosters, those crazy bald head with locks, with dreadlocks. I know some of y'all be like, well, are you the bald head? Okay, maybe I am. But what does bald head really mean? So you first have to define what bald head just, we're talking about naturally, if I had a receding hairline, that means that I'm a bald head according to, are you a child of Jah? So it's according to his word and his way. Oh, that's what you think. No, but what does he think? See, in getting to the root of this so-called bald head idea, not from the so-called if it's from the natural, then what about the spiritual? If it's from the physical, then what about the metaphysical? If it's the earthly, then what about the heavenly? Bringing it to the heavenly heights, first of all, we're going to have to first get a good groundation as that ladder was on heaven, the Jacob's ladder going to heaven, was on earth going to heaven. So here, getting a earthly foundation, a groundation, first things of the earthly things. Korah, the literal meaning of Korah, as we explained before, but explained again, Korah in the Hebrew, Korah, the meaning, the Hebrew meanings is bald, smooth, crystal, clear. The real sense is iced and cold, bald-headed, without horns, because the real sense is like a cold, like, for example, in wintertime, the land is bald of crops. That's the real sense of it, because of the cold, and it's not conducive to growing crops. That's the idea right here. All right, so bald head in the true Rastafari way is a metaphor. You know, there's many ones who want locks and dreadlocks, and some of them have low receding hairlines. It just happens as you get old and, you know, things, you know, just genes or whatever like that. That could not be the meaning of it just from the outer, because spiritually it's supposed to be about the inner. So here, from the natural, from the earthly, from the physical to the metaphysical, Korah, the first mention of Korah we have is a son of Esau. A son of Esau in Genesis chapter 36, verses 14 and 16. The second one is the son of Izhar, descended from Levi through Kohath. That's the one we're talking about here in this Torah portion. So we have two Korahs here. We have Korah, who's a descendant of Esau. You could say the bad side of the family, right? And then we have another Korah, who's descended, you know, from Levi, right, from Lewi. The good side of the family, right? Now, this Korah here in this 38th sabbatical study for this strong, this 7 days, this Shavuot, this week, this Korah was one of those who rebelled against Moses and Aaron and who was destroyed, according to the scriptures, according to the Bible, by the earth opening her mouth, her mouth beneath him and swallowing him up in Numbers chapter 16. Now, that's the physical, five cycle. The metaphysical, taking that right there as the basic bill, the metaphysical is coldness, korah, cold, unproductiveness of life and good. Because in wintertime, just was speaking to my earthly about this too, you know, like, it's interesting, we watch nature. You know, we see nature. We see when summertime come, you know, if you have a backyard or there's trees around, you see when summertime or springtime come in, everything begins to grow again and so forth and so on. I mean, everything grows, the weeds and everything grows, right? But then when wintertime and, you know, the season is changing, fall, the leaves start falling, as it gets colder, nothing really can truly grow. That's the idea of coldness and unproductiveness. So in the natural sense, the Korah sense of baldness is like the earth is not able to produce because it's unproductive, it's cold, the sun is further away, the light doesn't really, is not strong enough to do what it does in the spring and the summertime. So coldness and unproductiveness of life and good. Because of one not being, not being willing to be guided in love and in the love faculty, Now, how does this link with Korah? Well, Korah was descended from Levi. Levi, according to the Hebraics, right, of it, in the Hebrew sense, Levi signifies the love faculty, Lewi. In the Hebrew, Lewi actually means joining. It has a sense of joining. So Levi or Lewi signifies the love faculty in individual consciousness by way of the law, the Torah, the direction, instruction of Elohim, of the true power. Now, there's an interesting link here. We're referring to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary right here in our Torah studies. There's a link here to Asir, A-S-S-I-R, Asir. Asir was a son of Korah. And since we're here on the air with this right here, which is on scroll here, we got a hard copy. Ones and Ones can download a soft copy from lojs.org, right? And the soft copy should be out there in circulation as well. But we will recommend getting a hard copy. Here, Asir. Asir, in the Hebrew, Asir means captive. Asir means prisoner. Asara, like to bind, the binding, like bound, captive. Osiris, Asir, interesting. He brought us out of Egypt, right? A seer means captive, prisoner. Who was he according to the Hebrew, according to INI roots? He was a Levite. He was a son of Korah, according to Exodus chapter 6, verse 24. Korah, or Ra, was one of those who headed the rebellion against Moses and Aaron. These malcontents were not willing to acknowledge the positions of Moses and Aaron as above their own. I mean, but look at the hypocrisy of it. Korah, right? Korah, who was Korah? He was a Levite. Korah was descendant through Levi and through one named Kohath. In the previous Torah portion and this fourth book of Moses, you'll find that everybody had their assigned duty and responsibility right in the camp, right? There was a rank and file Israelite, and then there was a priest, the Levites. They were separated from the tribes of Israel. And the Levites, among the Levites, there was the sons of Aaron. Aaron and his sons were the high priests. Aaron and his sons were, as we said before, we'll say again, in the Hebrew sense, they were the Christians. Who were the Christians? Christian to say the anointed ones. It was the ones who were anointed. Who was anointed? Aaron, the high priest. This is why in the New Testament, Yeshua is the high priest and the link with the Aaronic line and the pattern according to Levi and according to Aaron. So we have the sons of Aaron and Aaron as the anointed ones, the Messiahites, the Christians in the camp, and then you have the Levites, the other Levites. In other words, all of the priests were Levites, but not all the Levites were priests. Because remember, Aaron is a Levite, but Aaron and his sons would be the priests. They would minister in that role, responsibility, and the other Levites would be their assistants. So whenever the camp moved, different families did different responsibility. And if I'm correct, Kohath and his descendants, they were those who had the privilege to carry the Ark of the Covenant. I'm sure you're familiar somewhat, though it might not be accurate, you know, what you've seen elsewhere. Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Ark of the Covenant, the Ethiopia connection with the Ark of the Covenant, you know, and what the Ark of the Covenant was according to the scripture and, you know, what you have heard about it elsewhere. So him, talking about Korah, he was a Kohathite who were descendants of the Levites, and it was his privilege and those of his particular family of the Levites that had the privilege of carrying the Ark, of bearing the Ark of the Covenant. Any other Israelite that even touched it, you know, as in the time of David, they could get electrocuted, you know, because it was a high-grade communication device. But we can get into that at another time. But they had that privilege of bearing the Ark upon their shoulders. That response, I'm talking about literally, upon their shoulders, right? But still, they were not contented. And they had a rebellion led by Korah against Moses and Aaron. You know, saying to Moses and Aaron, you take too much on yourself. Stop for a moment. Stop, Korah, stop. Stop for a moment. I mean, whether you fawned over Moses and Aaron or not, in the reality, according to the Bible, just according to the story and the narrative we have in the Bible, look how ungrateful. spiritually retarded this was, how ungrateful this was. Because in the narrative, it was Moses and Aaron that basically got them out of that situation. It was Moses and Aaron that Jah talked to. So, Korah, just quiet. No, he didn't, right? So what do we have here? Malcontents. These malcontents were not willing to acknowledge the positions of Moses and Aaron as above their own. But they thought, and they say sometimes too much thinking is not good, right? But they thought that they could fill the places of leadership. So what we have here in this 38th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong is about leadership. It's about leadership. Like, a lot of ones want to be the leader, but they don't have any leadership skills. They just got a big ego, right? but they thought that they could fill the places of leadership and the high priesthood just as rightly and just as capably as did those whom Elohim had chosen for these places. This is what we have in this Torah reading and feeding here in Numbers chapter 16. Korah and the others who rebelled with him and their families were destroyed by the earth's opening beneath them and swallowing them. Now, some would say, oh, that's not right. But you know what it is about? It's about the responsibility, and this is to my brothers as mine. You know, we're like, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm in charge, I'm the man, I'm the head. You know, Christ is my head, and I'm the head of my woman, my family. Well, if you are, then that means everybody under your headship. It's like right now we have a head, right? You have a head, you have a body. If your head, your mind, your brain, your thoughts make a wrong decision, you know, like to say, if your mouth writes checks that you can't cash, then, you know what I mean, the whole body's affected. And this is why their families were affected by their bad decision. And it happens. It happens all the time. It still happens. Right? But the metaphysical of Asir, we're still on Asir. Asir and Osar. Asar. Right? Remember, these languages, even of the different nations, ancient Egypt, all connect together. So we can learn a lot about even Egypt if we really study Torah. Asir, the metaphysical of Asir, is that Moses represented the divine law, Torah. Torah is more than law in the Hebrew, it's direction, instruction. And Aaron represented the executive power of divine law, of divine instruction. Korah, he springs from love in the sense of Levi. It's interesting looking at L-E-V-I and look at the word L-O-V-E. You know, when we pick sense out of nonsense, there's some connection there. Levi, Lovi. Lovi, Levi, Lovi. As do Moses and Aaron. They also descend from and spring from Levi. But Korah means bald. It means ice, unproductive, cold as ice. Now, this infers the opposite of love, a state in which one is cold and unproductive of life and good. Why? Why? Why that? Because of unwillingness. Know His Majesty, Gormawi Nugus Niges, Gormawi Hadassalasi teach us to make our wills obedient to good influences and to avoid evil is to show the greatest wisdom. But the opposite of love is a state in which one is cold and unproductive of life and good because of unwillingness to be guided in one's love faculty by the instructions, the directions of the power or the law of God or the Torah of Elohim. This is love expressing in personality. And as I have been taught, I share with my brothers and sisters, what we're about is principle above personality. Principle. Look for principle, not personality. Now, if you meet a person, personality, who is according to principle, well, that's a very blessed thing. But principle above personality. Let principle be the qualification of personality. This is love expressing in personality that brings forth captivity, a prisoner, thus in the Hebrew name, Asir, Osar, Asir, who represents bondage, generation, and thus degeneration, sorrow, and death. Love in its divine purity is the key to life, to liberty, to harmony, and to shalom, to peace. But when love is exercised in the selfishness of the personal consciousness, it leads one into bondage and makes one a prisoner, an asir, an osar, to sense. Thus, one becomes swallowed up in the earthly life, in sensuality and materiality. Let me just say this right here because ones might get a wrong idea about sense. Remember when Yeshua, Ha'adon Yeshua, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remember when he spoke about the five wise and the five foolish virgins, right? We have five senses, right? The five senses. There is five wise use of the senses, and there's the foolish use. Most of us have have the sense of seeing and hearing and tasting and touching, but usually it's confined to the natural sense, the natural things. How many of us can see spiritually? How many of us can hear spiritually? How many of us can smell, taste, and touch spiritually? So thus, there is the natural, or the, we could say, the fleshy uses of these five senses, and most of our five spiritual senses are underdeveloped or not developed, hopefully, as yet. So now Korah, we have the Korah, the other Korah was the son of Esau. It's interesting that we have Korah here, who was a Levite, who was one of those who had the privilege of carrying the Ark of the Covenant, but it'll be him and his merry band of malcontents, of ingrates, that rebelled against Moses. And then we have another Korah, who was the son of Esau, Esau, the brother of Jacob. But anyway, Korah, son of Esau, denotes the coldness and the crystallization. You know, when something crystallizes like water, it becomes ice. And the barrenness, the lack of fruitfulness, thus the bald idea, lack of fruitfulness of consciousness that results from the dominance of the mind of the flesh. So Esau, metaphysically, Hebraically, Esau represents the mind of the flesh, because there's a mind of the spirit and there's a mind of the flesh. Now, even in those who are truly spiritual, right, there is the carnal and the fleshy type. But it should never, ever, never, ever, ever dominate. Thus the teaching of His Majesty, the King of Kings, good over evil. See, a lot of people trying to destroy evil, but can't even do good, right? So the mind of the flesh, Esau, in the individual. Now, there were also those known as the Korahites, like the Israel and Israelites. We have this in Numbers chapter 26, verse 58, as well as Exodus chapter 6, verse 24. Who are these? Those were they who belonged to Korah. The Levites descended from Korah, great-grandson of Levi. Metaphysically speaking, the Korahites are thoughts on the spiritual level, the higher level, understanding the earthly, the natural type first, and then growing in grace and that knowledge. Thoughts springing from and belonging to that in consciousness that Korah, the grandson of Levi, signifies. Clear crystal. Korah also means clearness and crystalness. These are definitions of Korah. This speaks of a comprehension that would aid in the raising these Korah thoughts to the love and to the productiveness that belongs to the true nature. So we can say that Korah, he even fell away from his true nature. Because, you know, there's names in the Bible, and sometimes we only get one example of a particular name, but if we study the name, we're like, wow, that's a really good name. What does that mean? That means that the person who used the name in the biblical narrative was unable to live up to the goodness of the name. Now, what's interesting that in the New Testament, we have Korah spelt as Kor, C-O-R-E. More properly, it should be K or Q-O-R-E, but we have Kor, K-O-R-E or C-O-R-E, right? Now, what's interesting is that in Jude, just bring out this Jude quote, and we're going to ride to the second part of the Midrash, of the study of today's psalm right here, but just to give some emphasis here at the third, moving into the fourth day of this 7 days of this Shabuah in the Hebrew, of this strong, a.k.a. the week, right? But we keep it strong by growing in grace and the knowledge. Let's go to Jude. Hey, Jude. Let's turn to Judas. I pause there because some people say, Judas, fire burn, he's the one. No, there's more than one Judas in the Bible. Jude here is Yehuda, Judah. But here's what it says concerning this Korah here. We'll pick up with Jude. Which chapter? You ask that? It's only one chapter. Jude. Jude, one chapter, verse 8. All right, pick up with verse 8 and just this section here. It says, likewise, here the apostate teachers are described. Apostasy, apostate. Apostate means to fall off, like teachers that may have been teaching the right thing, but they fell off. Verse 8, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with Diablos, the devil, the liar, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, Yahuwah, rebuke thee. In other words, Michael and Diablos and HaSatan and Satan wanted to dispute about the body of Moses. Like a lot of people say, who buried Moses? Or how could Moses write the five books? You know, these kind of little kooky questions. I mean, they're interesting, but Diablos, Satan disputed about the body of Moses, right? But Michael, using that divine wisdom, he didn't bring against him a railing accusation. You know, like sometimes, you know, you could say, I read somebody their whole record. You know, read them, like, and you did this and you did that. No, he didn't bring a railing accusation, like the whole, rap sheet. He didn't read Satan's rap sheet to him. All he said was that Jehovah rebuked thee. But these speak evil of those things that they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. This is a deep sentence if you break it down and study it to get the meaning. But these speak evil of those things that or which they know not. You ever come across that? Somebody speaking evil of something and they don't really even know about it? Like people say, the Bible says this. Oh, no, you're saying the translation. It used to be the translation, you know? And the Israelites and the Hebrews, but do you know any Hebrew? So we have to watch that, right? We may have questions, but don't speak evil of that which you know not. But what they know naturally, just naturally, not spiritually, but naturally, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. The gainsaying of Korah. Now here in the KJV version, Korah is spelled as C-O-R-E, C-O-R-E. And here we have a little footnote here. The sin of Korah was denial of the authority of Moses as Jah's chosen spokesman and intrusion into the priest's office. In other words, he was supposed to be like assistant to the priest, like the pastor, so to speak. He now thought because he was around the pastor and priest and he was of the family, you know, that really him and his merry band of malcontents, they should be the ones to be in charge. Next verse of Jude. These are spots in your feast of charity. Charity in the KJV is really love, if you were studying other languages. So we could say, these are spots in your love feast. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, without any respect. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Clouds without water. That's interesting, because usually when you see clouds, you think like, oh, it must be some rain. But these are clouds without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead in this world and dead in the next, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. The book of Enoch is also very important for us disciples, fellow disciples to read at this time. Enoch. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, Adonai, the Lord, cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly, ungoodly, among them of all their ungoodly deeds, that they have ungodly, ungoodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly, ungoodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, walking after their own desire. They desire their way. They don't desire Yahweh. That's what, you see, in Yahweh, he already had a high calling along with his merry band of rebels, but he wanted higher than high, and thus he fell off. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, their own desires, and their mouths speak of great swelling words. When you read over what Korah says in Numbers chapter 16, his great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. See, because the other guys that went along with him, nobody stopped him and said, yo, you need to fall all the way back, Korah. You need to fall all the way back. You know, we're already in a good position. But because he had men's person in admiration, others were admiring him. Nobody checked him and said, yo, you're going to fall off. But they went along with him because they probably admired him. It was just delusion upon delusion, right? Having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. They admired somebody because they figured, well, of Korah now, he becomes the high priest, so I'll become the assistant high priest. But, beloved, remember ye the words that were spoken before of the apostles of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, of our Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust, their own ungodly desires. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the spirit. And now when it says sensual, I know a lot of people get like sex in their head. No, sensual, they just move according to the natural senses. The natural senses. They don't have any perception. It's like their soul is you know, as cold as ice, and that's the Korah, the situation. Anyway, we're going to let off on Korah right now because we still have a couple more days in the Shabuah up until the Shabbat day to touch a little bit more on Korah.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify.
Psalm 86.
Mizmor pevav tefillah le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David.
Bow down thine ear, O Lord. O Lord.
Adonai. Hatte Adonai oznecha aneni. 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 Aneni.
For I am poor and needy, 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 poor and needy.
Ki ani ve'evyon ani, 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 ani.
Preserve my soul, for I am holy, 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 holy.
Ki hasid, ki hasid, ki hasid, ki hasid. Shamera nafshi ki hasid ani, 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 ani.
O thou my God, O thou my God, O thou my God, O thou my God.
Atta Elohai, 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 Elohai.
Save thy servant that trusteth in thee,
trusteth in thee,
that trusteth in thee,
that trusteth in thee,
that trusteth in thee.
Hosha avdecha, 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 habboteya, 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 habboteya.
Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast holpen me, and comforted 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 me. Psalm 86.
Mizmor pevav tefillah le David. Le David.
Bow down thine ear, O Lord.
Adonai.
Hear.
Atte Adonai oznecha aneni.
For I am poor and blind. Ki
ani ve'evyon ani.
Preserve my soul, for I am holy.
Ki hasid. Shamera nafshi ki hasid ani.
O thou my God.
Atta Elohai.
Save thy servant that trusteth in thee.
Hosha avdecha. Habboteya.
Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast holpen me, and comforted 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 me.
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant. Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Mizmor fe wawe, mizmor pe vav. Psalm 86, Psalm LXXXVI. Tefillah le David, a prayer of David. Hate Yahuwah azneka neni, ki oni we'ebyon ani. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah. Hate Yahuwah azneka, and answer I neni. Ki oni we'ebyon ani, for I am poor and needy. Shamra nafshi ki yachasid ani. Hosha abdeka ata Elohai. Habot eyacha eleka. Keep my soul, for I am godly. Shamra nafshi ki chasid ani. O thou, my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee I. Hosha abdeka ata Elohai. Habot eyacha eleka. Chaneni Adonai, ki eleka ekra kol hayom. Be gracious to I, Adonai. Chaneni Adonai, for to the I do I cry, do I shout, do I call out all the day. Ki eleka ekra kol hayom. Sameyach nefesh avdeka, ki eleka Adonai, nafshi esa. Rejoice the soul of thy servant. Sameyach nefesha abdeka, for to the eye, O Adonai, do I lift up my soul. Ki eleka Adonai, nafshi esa. Ki ata Adonai, tova wa salach, v'rava chesed l'kola koreka. For thou, O Adonai, art good and ready to pardon. Ki ata Adonai, tova v'salach, and plenteous in mercy to all them that call upon thee, I. With Rav Chesed al-Kol al-Koreka. Hazina Yahuwah tefilati. With Hakshava v'kol tachinunotai. Give ear, O Jehovah. Hazina Yahuwah to my prayer tefilati. Ha'azina Yahuwah tefilati, v'hakshava b'kol tachinonotai, and attend to the voice, v'hakshava b'kol of my supplications, tachinonotai, v'hakshava b'kol tachinonotai, b'yoma s'aratia eka araeka. Kia ta'neni, in the day of my trouble, b'yom sarati, I call upon thee, I ekaraeka, for thou the I will answer I. Kia ta'neni, ein kamoka va'elohim Adonai, v'ein akma'eseka, there is none, no one, like to the I among the gods, the Elohim, O Adonai. Ein kamoka ba Elohim Adonai. And there are no works like thine. We ain kuma iseka. Kol goyim asher osita. Yabuwa we ishtachuwa lefaneka Adonai. We kabduwa lishmeka. All nations whom thou the eye hast made, called Goyi, Asher Osita, shall come and prostrate themselves before the eye, Adonai. Yavoua v'yishtachuwa lefaneka, Adonai. And they shall glorify thy name, v'kabduwa lishmeka. Ki agadol ata, we osea nifalaot ata Elohim alibadeka, for thou the I art great, ki gadol ata, and doest wondrous things. We osea niflaot, thou
the I, art, God, art, Elohim, alone. Ata, Elohim, levadeka. Horeni, Yehovah, darkeka, e halek, ba e miteka, yaheda levavia, le yira shemeka. Teach I, O Jehovah, Horeni, Yehovah, Horeini Yahovah, Titai Jehovah, Darkeka, the I way, I halik ba miteka, that I may walk, that I may trod in thy truth. Yaheda levabia li yira shemeka, make one my heart. Yaheda levabi, to fear, to reverence, to respect thy name, li yirah shemeka. Odika Adonai Elohai bikola levavia, wa ikabda shemeka leolam. I will thank, give young for eyes as I will thank the eye, O Adonai, Odika Adonai. I will thank the eye, Adonai, my God. Odeka Adonai Elohai Hailiai, with my whole heart. Odeka Adonai Elohai Bikola Lebabi. And I will glorify, thy name forever, forevermore, forevermore. We ikabda shimka leolam. Kia chasideka gadol alai. We hiets alta nafshia mishoola. For great is thy mercy toward me, toward I. Ki chasedeka gadol alai. And thou hast delivered my soul. Wehitzalta nafshi. For thy eye has snatched my soul, has delivered my soul. Wehitzalta nafshi. From the lowest netherworld, the lowest sheol. Mishola tachetia, Elohim zedim kamu alai, wa edata aritzim bikshu nafshi, velo samuka litnegdam. O Elohim, O God, O Elohim, true good, true God, the proud are risen up against me, against I. Elohim zedim kamu alai. And the company of violent men, wa idata aritim, have sought after my soul, bikshu nafshi, and have not set, willo samuka, have not set the eye, willo samuka, before them, willo samuka linegdam. Weata Adonai, El Rahuma, Wehanuna, Erekapayim, Rav Cheseda, wa Emet. But thou, Adonai, w'ata Adonai, but the I, Adonai, Adonai, art a God, a true good, an El, full of compassion and gracious. W'ata Adonai, El Rahuma w'chanun, slow to anger, Erekapayim, long nose, slow to anger, Erekapayim, w'rav chesed, and plenteous, w'rav, in mercy, chesed, with rab chesed, wa emet, and truth, wa emet. Tene elaya, wechaneni, tina uzeka, le avdeka, we hoshia, le ben emateka. O turn to I, tina, turn to I, O turn to I. Pene elai, turn to I, pene elai. And be gracious to me, wechaneni, pene helaya, wechaneni, give, tina, give thy strength, tina uzeka, tina uzeka, give thy strength to thy servant, tina uzeka leavdeka, and save the son of thy handmaid, wehoshia lebenai mateka. Ese imi ota litova, we yerua sonaya, we yeboshu, ki atah Yahuwah, Itzartani, where Nihamtani, walk, work, work, say, work in my behalf, say, imi, say, me, work in my behalf, assign, say, me, ot, ot, assign, litova, for good, say, me, ot, litova, that they that hate me may see it. With Yerusonai, that they who hate I may see it, the haters of I. With Yerusonai, with Yeboshu, and be put to shame. With Yeboshu, with Yeboshu, with Yerusonai, with Yeboshu. Kiata Yahuwah, it Zartani, with Nihamtani, because thou, O Jehovah, Kiata Yahuwah, for the I, O he who be who he be, Jehovah, Kiatah Yahuwah, has helped me, Izartani, and comforted me with Nihamtani.
מזמור פה וב תפילה לדוד. הטה אדוני אוזנך ענני, כי עני ואביון אני. שמרה נפשי כי חסיד אני, הושע עבדך, אתה אלוהי הבוטח אליך. חונני אדוני, כי אליך אקרא כל היום, שמח נפש עבדך, כי אליך אדוני נפשי אשא. כי אתה אדוני טוב וסלח, ורב חסד לכל קוראיך. האזינה אדוני תפילתי, והקשיבה בכל תחנונותי. ביום צרתי אקראך, כי תענני. אין כמוך ואלוהים אדוני, ואין כמעשיך. כל גויים אשר עשית, יבואו וישתחוו לפניך אדוני, ויכבדו לשמך. כי גדול אתה, ועושה נפלאות, אתה אלוהים לבדך. הורני אדוני דרכך, אהלך באמיתך, יחד לבבי ליראה שמך. עודך אדוני אלוהי בכל לבבי, ואכבדה שמך לעולם, כי חסדך גדול עלי, והצלת נפשי משאול תחתיה. אלוהים, זדים קמו עלי, ועדת עריצים ביקשו נפשי, ולא סמוך לנגדם. ואתה, אדוני, אל רחום וחנון, ערך אפיים ורב חסד ואמת, פנה אלי וחונני, תנה עוזך לעבדך, והושיע לבין אמתך. עשה עמי אות לטובה, ויראו שונאי ויבושו, כי אתה, אדוני, עזרתני ונחמתני.
And here a midrash, a study on today's psalm, according to the royal order, after the order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Fei Wawe. Fei Wow Mizmor Pei Vav. Psalm 86. Hear. Mizmor Fei Wow. Hear a midrash, a study on today's psalm, according to the royal order, after the order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Hear. Today's psalm Mizmor Fei Wow.
Fei, Wow, Mizmor Pei, Vav. Psalm 86, here. Mizmor Fei, Wow. Tefillah LeDawid. Hatei Yahuwah Haznecha, Enei. A prayer of David, a prayer of David, a prayer of David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me. Hear, opening verse. The Aleph, the first verse. Mizmor Fei, Wow. Tefillah LeDawid. A prayer. Tefillah LeDawid of David. Hatei Yahuwah Haznecha, Enei. Bow down thine ear. Hatei Yahuwah. Bow down thine ear, O he who be who he be. Hatei Yahuwah Haznecha. Incline. Hatei Yahuwah. O he who be who he be. O Jehovah. Haznecha. 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 Thy ear. Hatei Yahuwah Haznecha. Enei. And answer I. Enei. And hear I. Tefillah LeDawid, Hatei Yahuwah Haznecha, Enei. Rav Lewi, Levi said, at the time the Iwa, he had to leave the earth, the farewell Baraka, the farewell blessing that Moshe gave to Yehuda was, as scripture says, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7, and this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. And this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Wazot li Yehuda, vayomar shema'ah Yahuwah kol Yehuda. And this, wazot, and this li Yehuda of for Yehuda, for Judah. Wazot li Yehuda. Vayomar, and he said, Vayomar, Shema, Yahuwah, hear, O he who be who ye be, Shema, Yahuwah, hear, O Jehovah, call the voice, call Yehuda, the voice of Yehuda, the voice of Judah. Wizot li Yehuda, Vayomar, Shema, Yahuwah, call Yehuda. And therefore, David was entitled to say, Hatei Yahuwah Haznecha Enei, bow down, incline. Hatei Yahuwah, O Jehovah Haznecha, thine ear Enei, and answer I and hear I. Hatei Yahuwah Haznecha Enei. And here, Midrash note, where it reads, and therefore David, and therefore David, the Midrash note on Mizmor Fei Wow. Psalm 86, therefore David, he was of the tribe of Yehuda. He was of the tribe of Judah. Connection here with Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7, that reads, Wazot li Yehuda, vayomar shema'ah Yahuwah, kol Yehuda. And this, for of Judah, this is the blessing of Yehuda. Hear, O Yahuwah, O he who be who ye be, O Jehovah, the voice of Yehuda. Therefore, David, who was of the tribe of Judah, was entitled to say, Hatei Yahuwah Haznecha Enei, bow down thine ear, incline thine ear, O Jehovah, hear me, hear I. Answer, Enei, Enei, answer I. Keep my soul, for I am holy. Here, today, Psalm Mizmor Fei Wow, Mizmor Pei Vav, Psalm 86, the Beit verse, the first part of the second verse, where it reads, keep my soul, for I am holy. Shamra Nafshi, Kia Chasid Ani. Keep my soul, Shamra, Navshi, keep her, keep she, keep my psyche, keep my soul, Shamra, Navshi. For I am holy, for I am chassid, I am goodly, I am godly, ki chassid, ani, Shamra, Navshi, ki chassid, ani. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called Himself, Kadosh. Called Himself holy, called Himself set apart, as it is said, even in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12, where it reads, "For I am holy, saith the Lord." And here, Jeremiah chapter 3, here, verse 12, the fuller verse. Haloka we karata eta hadbarim haele safona we amarta shuva Yisrael nuum Yahua lo apila panaya bachem ki yachasid ani nuum Yahua lo et or le olam. Here the fuller verse. Go and proclaim these words towards the north. Halok, go, we karata, and proclaim and recite etah hadibarim, the words haele, etah hadibarim haele, these words, debarim haele, hadibarim haele, these words, tzafona, tzafona, towards the tzafon, towards the tzafon, the tzafon, the north, tzafona in the direction of the north, we amarta, and say, we amarta, shuba, mishuba, Shuba, return, Mishuba, Yisrael, return, Shuba, Mishuba, thou backsliding, Yisrael, thou backsliding, Israel, Nuum, Yahuwah, saith the oracle, Nuum, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, of He who be, who He be, Lo apil, Panaya bakem, I will not frown upon you, I will not frown my face, to say, my face. Now, here in the KJV, it reads like this. It says, go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel, saith Yahuwah, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, or bringing out the Hebraic sense of it, lo apil panai bakem, I will not frown upon you, I will not frown upon y'all. Literally in the Hebrew, this here, lo apil panai bakem, means I will not cause my face to fall. I will not cause my face to fall, the sense of I will not frown upon you. Lo apil panai, lo apil, and not falling panai, my face, bakem, against you all. KJV brings out, I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, but Hebraically, panai is face. I will not cause my face to fall, which is paraphrased in the RV, the Revised Version, as I will not look in anger upon you. More like I will not look in disappointment. Lo apil, not to fall, panai, my face, bakem. Ki chasid ani anum Yahuwah. Here from the Hebrew translation, for I am merciful, saith he who be, who ye be. Ki chasid. This is the key word, chasid. The word chasid, in some places, in some cases in the KJV, is translated as holy. So from the Midrash note, when we said right here, that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, called Himself holy, we said Kadosh. Now Kadosh, set apart, is the usual word for holy, even as the angels and the seraphim chant, Kadosh, 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 holy, 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 or Kedus, Kedus, Kedus. Now here, the quote reference to Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12, where it reads, for I am holy. So usually this would be Kadosh, Kadosh, Hebraically. But here from Yeremiah, bringing out the reasonment connected with the Midrash, the study on today, Psalm Mizmor, Fei, Wow, Psalm 86, first part of the second verse, which reads, Shamra nafshi, ki chasid ani. Some translators translate and bring out the sense of holy. For example, the King James Version, in the KJV translation of today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after Order of Melchizedek, here, Psalm 86, according to KJV, it says, preserve my soul, for I am holy. So just a note to the Talmudim and the Chabarim and the disciples and associates. In some places in English, when they translate holy from the Hebrew, it may be from the Kadasha root, the Kadasha, we have Kadosh, that root there. Other times, like here, and in other Psalms, when the KJV brings out holy, the underlying Hebrew word is chasid,
Hasid, as we have in today's song Ki, Hasid Ani, which may be and has been translated as for Ki Hasid, Hasid, holy in some translations, Hasid Ani, I, Ki Hasid Ani. The Hebrew Hasid is one, brings up the center, one who loves Elohim and is therefore deserving of his love, Hasid. Hasid is a very, very interesting Hebraic word. It's related to holy, those who have received of his grace and his mercy, the Hasid, the Hasidi. Here, Dawit says, Shamra Nafshi, save her, save my soul. Shamra, guard, hedge about, Nafshi, my soul. Ki, because Hasid, Ani, for I am Hasid. As we have in Hebrew, Chesed. Chesed sometimes being brought out in the translation as mercy. Elsewhere in the translation to English being brought out as loving kindness. So chesed, his loving kindness, chesedo, his loving kindness, mercy, the sense of grace Hebraically, for I am one who has received and seek to live my life and live a tea as worthy of thy grace. In some areas, this word chasid, referring to the person, individual, the chasidim, the ones and ones who are chasid, refers to those who have received of his mercy, who have received of his loving kindness, who have received of his grace. In a Hebraic sense, the saints. Chasid is a saint. Thus, here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, Hebraically brought out as, for I am godly. Brings out the sense, for I am, the translator, for I am godly. So here, building on this point, just clarifying two particular words, kadosh, holy, and chasid. Sometimes translator will translate one for the other or the other for one, and not always consistently. But here, in this midrash note here, on today's Psalm, Psalm 86, at the Beit, the second verse, the first part of the verse, Shamra Nafshi, Ki Chasid Ani, keep my soul, guard about my soul, for I am Chasid. I am Chasid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called himself Chasid. Called himself Chasid. As is said, for I am Chasid, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Even here, in Yeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12. Halok wa karata. Eta hadebarim haele, safona, wemarta, shuba, mishuba yisrael num yahuwah, loa pila panaya bakem, ki chasid ani num yahuwah, loa etora le olam. Here, translator brings out, for I am merciful, saith he who he be, num yahuwah, the oracle, the num, the oracle of he who he be, ki chasid ani. For he who he be, says, for I am Chasid. Ki Chasid Ani. And here, in today's Psalm, Psalm 86, verse 2, Shamra Nafshi, Ki Chasid Ani. But for David, for David, to call himself Chasid, holy, or more correctly, saintly, a saint, a set-apart one, to receive he who be who he be's mercy, grace, loving-kindness. Rav Abba explained in the name of Rav Iskindri Alexandri, any man who remains silent when he hears himself reviled, even though he has at hand the means to strike back, becomes a partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, who likewise remains silent as He hears the nations of the earth, the Goye Ha'aretz, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earthly plane, revile Him to His face. So, when David heard himself revile, but remained silent, he could say, keep my soul, for I am Chasid. Shamra Nafshi, Ki Chasid Ani. Be merciful to me, to I, O Lord, for to thee, to the I, do I cry out all the day.
Here. Today's Psalm 86, the Gamel, the third, the Gimel verse. Chaneni Adonai, ki aleka ekra kol hayom. Be gracious to me, to I. Chaneni, chaneni, chan, chen, grace, ani, to I. Chaneni Adonai, 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 chaneni Adonai, ki aleka ekra kol hayom. For to the eye, ki aleka, for, ki aleka, ekra, ekra. I cry, ekra, I call out, I shout out, the sense of I call out, I call upon the eye, even call upon the eye by name. Ekra, call, hayom, call all, hayom, all the day. Chaneni Adonai, ki aleka, ekra, call hayom. Chaneni. Be gracious, chaneni, be merciful to me, to I Adonai. But is it likely that a man would be praying, call hayom, call all hayom the day, call hayom all the day? Yes, yes, can. For in the verse, the day, hayom, stands for this world. For in this verse, hayom, the day, ha, the yom, the day, hayom, stands for this world. That is day for hagoyim, for the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community, but night for Yisrael, but night for the Sar of El, for the Prince of the Almighty. And here, Midrash note, referring this section right here to the Midrash on Psalm 25, the seventh section, 25.7. Hence, here. I cry out all the day. Ekra, call hayom. Ekra, I call out. Ekra, call hayom all the day. Be gracious to me, to I, Adonai. Rejoice the soul of thy servant. For to thee, I, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Hear. Today's psalm, the Gamel, the third, and the Dalet, and the fourth verses right here. Chaneni Adonai, ki aleka ekra kol hayom. Sameach nefesh abdeka, ki aleka Adonai, nafshi esa. Rejoice the soul. Sameach nefesh abdeka of thy servant. Sameach nefesh abdeka. For to thee I, ki eleka, O Lord Adonai, Adonai, sovereign Adonai, nafshi esa, nafshi, my soul, my psyche, esa, I lift up my soul to thee I. Bar Kapara said, if a man who has a servant in Beito, his house, says to him, I shall get thee a garment, he at once makes his servant rejoice. Now, if a mortal says such a thing to his servant, and it is enough to make him rejoice, how much more should we, I and I, who are thy servants, the I's servants, rejoice? For thou, the I, livest forever, for ever. And here, a Midrash note connected with, and it is enough to make him rejoice, rejoice. Even though the master, being mortal, may die before he can set out to purchase the garment. Here, bringing out the sense of the Midrash, and it is enough to make him rejoice, even though the master, being mortal, may die before he can set out to purchase the garment. How much more should we, I and I, who are thy, the I servants, rejoice, for thou livest forever, for I ever. Hence, here, it is said, be gracious to me, to I, Adonai, chaneni, Adonai. Rejoice the soul of thy servant. Sameach nefesh abdeka. For to the eye, ki eleka Adonai, do I lift up my soul. Nafshi esa. For thou, the I, Lord, art good and ready to pardon and plenteous in mercy. Hear today's Psalm, Mizmor, Fe, Wow, Pe, Vav, Psalm 86. Hear the fifth verse. Hear the fifth verse, the Hey verse. Ki ata Adonai, Tob, we salach, we rab chesed, likol koreka. For thou, the I, Adonai, Adonai, art good. Ki ata Adonai, Tob, and ready to pardon. We salach, and ready to pardon, and plenteous in mercy. We rab chesed. Ki ata Adonai, Tob, we salach, we rab chesed. Rab, Phineas, HaKohen, the priest taught, when the pans of a scale balance exactly, with the evil deeds on one side and the good deeds on the other, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What does the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He snatches a writ of debt out of the evil deeds and tips the balance toward the pan of good deeds. As is said even in Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Who is a God like to thee, the I, that carries away the iniquity? Who is a God like to thee that carries away the iniquity? And here, Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Mi el kamoka nose aon we obir ala pesha'a. Lisharita nachlato lo hechezika laadapo ki yachafeta chesedohu. Who is a el? Who el? Mi el? Mi el? Like to the eye kamoka, like to the eye male. Ki el kamoka nose aona we obir al pesha'a. That pardoneth the iniquity. That pardoneth the iniquity. Nose aona we obir al pesha. Lisharita nachilato. And passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. Lisharit of the remnant nachilato, his heritage. Lo hechezika le'ada apo. He retaineth not his anger forever. For either lo he chizika laada apo, not being strong or holding firmly, strongly, lo he chizik laad, going on his anger, he retaineth not his anger forever. Ki chafeta chesed, who? Because he delighteth. Ki for chafet, ki chafet. For delighting chafet, chesed, and mercy, and chesed, and loving kindness. Ki chafeta chesed hu. Here, a midrash. Midrash note right here. The midrash note here connects this with the previous midrash to Psalm 30.4. To Psalm 30.4. And here. You have to bring out the sense here, the translation here. Who is a el like to the eye? An almighty El, like to the eye, that carries away the iniquity. Mi El kamoka, nose aon, nose, the lifter, nose, to lift, from nasa, to lift, nose, the lifter, aon, or avon, nose, modern Hebrew, avon, nose avon, ki El kamoka, nose avon. So here, who is like to the eye that pardoneth, translator, that pardoneth, but in the Hebraic sense, that pardoneth is also the nose, is the lifter of avon, of moral perversity, aon, of iniquity, the lifter. So the sense of the one who pardoned is the one who lifts the heavy burden of iniquity, antiquity. This and the other phrases here in Micah, are reminiscent of the 13 divine, ivine attributes of he who be, the 13 attributes bring out who he be, the 13 divine attributes found in Shemot in Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, 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 verse 6.
מזמור פ"ו תפילה לדוד. הטה אדוני אוזנך ענני, כי עני ואביון אני. שמרה נפשי כי חסיד אני, הושע עבדך, אתה אלוהי הבוטח אליך. חונני אדוני, כי אליך אקרא כל היום. שמח נפש עבדך, כי אליך, אדוני, נפשי אשא. כי אתה, אדוני, טוב וסלח, ורב חסד לכל קוראיך. האזינה, אדוני, תפילתי, והקשיבה בכל תחנונותי. ביום צרתי אקראך, כי תענני. אין כמוך ואלוהים, אדוני, ואין כמעשיך. כל גויים אשר עשית יבואו וישתחוו לפניך, אדוני, ויכבדו לשמך. כי גדול אתה ועושה נפלאות, אתה אלוהים לבדך. הורני אדוני דרכך, אהלך באמיתך. יחד לבבי ליראה שמך. הודך אדוני אלוהי בכל לבבי, ואכבדה שמך לעולם. כי חסדך גדול עלי, והצלת נפשי משאול תחתיה. אלוהים, זדים קמו עלי, ועדת עריצים ביקשו נפשי, ולא סמוך לנגדם. ואתה, אדוני, אל רחום וחנון, ערך אפיים ורב חסד באמת, פנה אלי וחונני, פנה עוזך לעבדך, והושיע לבין אמתך. עשה עמי אות לטובה, ויראו שונאי ויבושו, כי אתה, אדוני, עזרתני וניחמתני.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Among the gods, the Elohim, is none, no one like to the eye, O Lord. Neither are there any works like to thy works. Hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Fei Wow. Mizmor Pei Vav. Mizmor Fei Wow. Psalm 86. Hear. The eighth verse. Among the gods, there is none like to thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like to thy works. Ain kamoka ba Elohim Adonai. With ain ka ma'eseka. There is none, no one like to thee, to the eye. Ain kamoka. Ain not being kamoka like to the eye male. Ain kamoka.
Kamoka.
Kamoka. Among the gods, Elohim. Va Elohim. Adonai, oh Adonai, Adonai, ain kamoka ba Elohim, Adonai, and there are no works like thine, and there are no works with ain and not with ain, k'ma'eseka, works like thy works, and there's none like thy works, with ain, k'ma'eseka, ain kamoka ba Elohim, Adonai, with ain, k'ma'eseka, a mortal king builds the foundations of a structure to begin with, and then its upper portion. But it is not so with HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. It's not so with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One. Blessed be He, Baruch Hu. With Him, the upper portion of the structure in the beginning, and then the foundations. As it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and then the earth. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens, Hashemayim, and then the earth. Bereshit bara Elohim eta Hashemayim with et haaretz. In the beginning, Bereshit. In the beginning, Elohim created. Bereshit bara Elohim, the heavens, et hashamayim, and then the earth, with et haaretz. A mortal, a form that he shapes cannot bring forth another form. A mortal, a form that he shapes cannot bring forth another form, but a form that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, shapes, can bring forth another form. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, verse 20, that reads, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. Vayomer Elohim Yisher Tzua Hamayim Sharetza Nefesha Chaya. And Elohim said, Vayomer Elohim, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. Yisher Tzua Hamayim Sharetza Nefesha Chaya. And man, who is a form shaped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, blessed be He, can bring forth another and other form. So also heaven and earth, likewise forms shaped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, generate other forms. For Scripture says, even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, the earthly plane, when they were created. Eile toldot ha-shamayim v'ha-aretz b'hibartam. These, eile, the generations, toldot, of the heavens, ha-shamayim, and of the earth, v'ha-aretz, when they were created. B'hibartam. Eile toldot ha-shamayim v'ha-aretz b'hibartam. Hence, here, it is said, among the Elohim, the gods, there is none, no one, like to thee, the I, Adonai, Adonai, neither are there any works like to thy works. Ain kamoka ba Elohim Adonai, with ain kutma iseka, there is none like to thee among the Elohim Adonai, O Adonai. and there are no works like thine. Ein kamoka ba Elohim Adonai we ein kama eseka. All nations whom thou the eye has made shall come and prostrate themselves before thee, before the eye. O Adonai, Adonai, kol goyim asher asita yabo we yishtachu lefaneka Adonai. All nations, Gentiles, kol hagoyim, kol goyim, call all goyim, all nations, call goyim, whom thou hast made, asher asita, asher that which asita, that which thou hast made, call goyim, asher asita, yavo, they shall come, yavo, we ishtachu, and prostrate and worship, we ishtachu, lifaneka, for thy face, in front of thy face, before the eye, Adonai. Kol goyim asher asita. Yabu, we ishtachu alfanekai, Adonai. Whether they want to or do not want to, because their proud necks will have been bent low. All nations whom thou the eye has made shall come and prostrate and worship themselves before the eye, Adonai, Adonai, whether they want to or do not want to, because their proud necks will have been bent low, and they shall glorify thy name. Hear, 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 today's psalm here at verse 9. And they shall glorify thy name. We akabdu lishmeka. We kabdu lishmeka. And they shall glorify, wakabdu lishmeka, the I name, the Hashem, because thou art great and doest wondrous things, because the I be great and doest wondrous things. Hear, hear, hear the 10th verse. Hear, hear, hear the 10th verse. Ki gadol ata we osea niflaot, for thou the I male be great, ki gadol ata, and doest wondrous things, we osei, and doest niflaot, wondrous things, ki gadol ata, we osei niflaot. Rav Tanchum said, a mortal king, when he is praised to his face, the implication is that the governors of his provinces are praised with him. Lamaze, why? Because they help him carry his burden, and so share with him the praise he receives. But it is not so with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is not so with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be he, for no one helps him carry his burden. You can see that this is true, for Rav Chanina and Rav Yochanan taught the angels were created on the second day, so that the nations of the earth, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earthly plane, the Goye Ha'aret, could not say, Mikael stood in the north, Gabriel in the south, and together with Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, they stretched out the heavens, Ha'shamayi. And here, Midrash, no, pointing to the previous Midrash on the 24th Psalm. On Psalm 24, the 4th Perek, the 4th section, 24.4. And of particular interest in certain of the season, according to the royal order, Psalm 24, because the Midrash note, just to elaborate on the Midrash note right here, concerning lest one should say that Michael stood in the north and Gabriel in the south, and together with Ha'elohim they stretched out the heavens. So pointing us to the Midrash on Psalm 24, here we find Rav Loyani, Julianus, Rav Loyani said, all agree that the host of heaven was not created on the first day. All agree that the host of Hashemayim, of the heavens, was not created on the first day, lest Heretics might say, quote, while Mikael was stretching out Hashemayim, the heavens in the east, Gabriel was stretching out the heavens in the west. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was stretching the middle portion, end quote. The fact is that HaKadosh Lavado Baruch Hu, the Holy One alone, made all things, made all things, even as Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 24 reads, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth the heavens alone, that spread abroad the earth by myself. Meiti, here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 24. And here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 44, full of verse 24. Kohamar Yahuwah Goeleka, we yotzerka miyabaten. Anoki Yahuwah ose kol note shamayima levadi. Roka'a haretza meiti. Thus saith Yahuwah Jehovah Kohamar Yahuwah, thy Redeemer, Goeleka. And he that formed thee from the womb, where yotzerka mi baten, and he that formed the eye, mi baten, from the womb. Anoki Yahuwah, ose kol, I be He who he be, Anoki Yahuwah, Ose Kol, that maketh, Ose Kol, all things, that maketh all. Note Shemaim Levadi, that stretched forth the heavens, Note Shemaim, one who stretches Shemayim, the heavens, Livadi, alone. Rokah Ha'aretha Meiti, that spread abroad the earth by myself. Rokah Ha'aretz Meiti, by myself. Meiti, by myself, when read as Meiti, who is with me, can be read as a question. Meiti, who is with me? So here in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 24, where it reads, Kohamar Yahuwah Goeleka, where Yotzerka mi baten, Anoki Yahuwah Osekol, Notesh Shemayim Levadi, Roka Haret Meiti. We have Meiti, that spread abroad the earth, Meiti, Hebraically, by myself, Meiti, when read as me, who, with me, Meiti, is to say, quote, in the work of creation, iration, who was partner with I? Now the Hebraic sense of Meiti, may also the sense of from, iti, from me, from myself, implying by myself. But when expressed as even a question, may be expressed as me, who in Hebrew, Meiti, who is with me. So here, Midrash note to Psalm 24 here in connection with today's Psalm, Mizmor Fei. Wow, Psalm 86. Here we have two Midrash notes, 16 and 17, in connection right here. The commentator's point here is that since the verse has already said that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim alone, the verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, says alone already, where it says, I be he who be who he be, that maketh all things, that maketh all, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone. Anoki Yahuwah Ose Kol Note Shemayim Levadi. Levadi. levad, levad, by myself or alone. So the commentator's point here is that since the verse has already said that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, alone, had stretched the heavens, me'iti, by myself, me'iti, at the end of the verse, might appear redundant. But that the reading, me'iti, me'iti, who is with me, me'iti, me'iti, who, me'iti, with me, makes the sense of the verse more emphatic, and it avoids the seeming redundancy, especially vis-a-vis the translation, Hebraically. So this is to say, in the work of iration of creation, who was partner with me? Here, Midrash note 17, there were indeed sectarians who asserted that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, created nothing but a single Melach, angel, and that this Melach, angel, did all the rest of the work of creation. The idea of this concept was to ascribe all the anthropomorphic passages, anthro-man, anthropomorphic, anthropos, man, morphic, the man form, he who be who he be, he hears, he sees, his hand, the anthropomorphic passages in the Bible to this angel, and thus avoid the charge that the Bible, the scriptures, represents Ha'el, Ha'elohim, in human form. Therefore, David said to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, since thou, Levado, alone, didst create the heavens, HaShemayi, and HaAretz, and the earth, the earthly plane, I shall call them after thy, the I name alone. Thus, in Psalm 24, the earth is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof. The earth is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, and all her fullness. La Yahuwah ha'aretz a'ua meloaha. The earth is Yahuwah, is He who be who He bees. La Yahuwah ha'aretz, and the fullness thereof, and her fullness. U'a meloaha. La Yahuwah ha'aretz u'a meloaha. Teach me, O Lord, thy way. Here today, Psalm Mizmor Fe, wow. Mizmor Pe Vav, Mizmor Fe, wow. Psalm 86. Here at the 11th verse, where it reads, Horeini Yahuwah Darkeka. Teach me, teach I, O Jehovah. Horeini Yahuwah Darkeka, thy way. Horeini Yahuwah Darkeka. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, I'm a virtual master. When thou, the eye, seest me, depart from the way, direct me back to thy, the eye, way. Hence, hear, even today's psalm. Hence, teach me, O Jehovah, thy way. Horeini Yehovah Darkeka. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, some maintain that he said it in the name of Rav Hanina bar Rabahu. If a man has two heifers, one willing to plow and the other unwilling to plow, and he wishes the second one to plow, what does he do? He takes the first one out of the yoke and thus forces the unwilling one to plow. Here, a Midrash note, where it reads, what does he do? He takes the first one out of the yoke. Out of the yoke. Here, Midrash note, literally, he takes the yoke from the two. He takes the yoke from the two, and thus forces the unwilling one to plow. Likewise, any creature that does not consent to accept the yoke, thou, the eye, dost compel it against its will, and doest direct it whether it is meant to go, where it is meant to go. Only the inclination to evil the Yetzer Hara'a, the Yetzer Hara, the inclination to Hara, to evil, that thou dost not direct. Only the inclination to evil, that thou, the I, dost doest not direct. Therefore, teach me, teach I, O Jehovah, thy, the I way. Horeini Yahuwah Darkeka. I will praise thee, the I, O Lord my God, with all my heart. Hear today's psalm. Psalm 86, here at verse 12. I will praise thee, the I. I will thank thee, praise thee. Odeka Adonai Elohai Bekol Levabi. Odeka, I will praise the I. Odeka, I will thank the I. Odeka, Adonai, I will thank the I. Adonai, Elohai, Adonai, Elohai, Hailei, my true good, my true God. Odeka, Adonai, Elohai, with all my heart. Bekol Levavi. Odeka, Adonai, Elohai, Bekol Levavi. That is to say, with its good inclination, Yetzer HaTov, and its evil inclination, Yetzer HaRa'ah, so that there will be no wavering in me, in I, because of them. Rav Acha observed, to what can the words, in today's Psalm, the 13th verse, the B part of the verse, thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell, allude to. Rav Acha observed, to what can the words hear in today's psalm? Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. From the lowest hell, allude to. Except to the way of adulterers, that, according to Rav Yudan, leads down into the lowest hell. Here, the verse, Hebraically, with He tzaltana shia miya shol tachetia. With he tzalta, and the eye has snatched nafshi, my soul. With he tzalta nafshi. With he tzalta nafshi, mi shol, from shol tachetia, tachetia, the lowest netherworld, the lowest sheol, and thou hast delivered, has snatched my soul from the lowest Sheol, from the lowest netherworld. Where he tzalta nafshi, mi Sheol atachetiyya. What does this verse mean? Rav Acha asks. He says, it alludes, right, to the way of adulterers, that according to Rav Yudan, it leads down into the lowest hell, into the lowest Sheol, into Sheol atachetiyya. And here concerning the lowest hell, the lowest Sheol, the lowest netherworld, anti-repatriation state, the depths of Sheol. A similar phrase occurs in Devarim in Deuteronomy chapter 32 at verse 22. And here Midrash note on lowest hell, on the Sheol HaTachetiyah. The words, quote, in the name of Rav Yitzhak, Rav Barakayu said, these words mean, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou, the I, hast delivered my soul from the lowest netherworld, from the lowest netherworld. Ki chasideka, chasideka, ki chasideka gadol alai. For great is chasideka, thy mercy toward me, toward I. Ki chasideka gadol alai. And thou, the I, has delivered my soul, where he tzalta nafshi, from the lowest netherworld, mi sheol tachetiyah. These words are here omitted, some say as superfluous, in the Midrash commentary. Now, the Yalkut, at Loka, it reads, quote, in the name of Rav Yitzhak, Rav Berakayah said, the words, for great is thy mercy toward me, toward I. Ki Chasideka gadol alai, mean that great is thy chesed, chasideka, toward me, toward I, alai, upon I, because vows that I has delivered has snatched me, has snatched my soul from the way of adulterers, from the lowest Sheol, where he tzalta nafshi, mi Sheol la tachetia, 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 tachetia.